Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Learn two halachos daily with our new Torah Imecha Halacha Initiative in a manner that is easy to read, understand, and remember. Imagine how many halachos you can learn in 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. All this from your phone or email in 3 minutes or less. Sign up for Tardi Mecha Shabbos, our first halacha series, at ouwomen.org/halacha. H-A-L-A-C-H-A. That's ouwomen.org/halacha. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Chapter 2. In Parak 1, Yeshayahu describes what happens when the Jewish people focus on materialism and power, how it corrupts their core values, and how that leads to galus. With repentance, there is hope for salvation. Otherwise, the people and the land are destroyed to help the people change better. Chazal tell us that a Navi does not give a harsh nevuah as their last word. Instead, he will follow his harsh speech with a nevuah of consolation. This will be the pattern we will see over the next few prakim. After a harsh nevuah, there will be a parallel nevuah that highlights the good that will result. The beginning of Perek Beis is the positive nevuah that follows the negative nevuah of Perek Aleph. The last perek began with Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz Asher Chaza al Yehuda v'Yushalayim. This is the harsh prophecy of Yeshayahu ben Amoz that was said about Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Perek 2 begins with almost the exact same words. Hadavar asher chaza Yeshayahu ben Amoz al Yehuda v'Yushalayim. The matter that Yeshayahu son of Amoz prophesied about Yehuda and Yerushalayim. The goal of the galus of the last perek was to help us improve. Teshuvah leads us to become close again to Hashem, which eventually will herald the final redemption in the times of Mashiach. Pasuk 2, V'hayab achris hayamim, and it will be at the end of days. This end of days, says most Mefarshim, are the days of Mashiach, which is the closing chapter of the human story. Although there is a debate whether the laws of nature will change in the times of Mashiach, everyone agrees that the spiritual realities of the world will shift. At that time, people won't go to Disney World or New York or Florida for vacation. They will come to the mountain of Hashem, the Har Beis Hashem, which will be established with beauty and splendor as a large complex devoted to Hashem's service. V'naharu elav kol hagayim, and all the nations will stream to it. It will become the most important spiritual site in the world, known for the wisdom available there. All the nations will make it the destination so that they can pursue learning what Hashem's Torah can teach them. They want, Pasuk 3, V'yorenu midrachav v'nelchav orchosav, that he will teach us of his ways and we will walk in his path. In the times of Mashiach, the nations will recognize that the Torah is the key to happiness and morality and that all other religions are false. Only Mitzion tetzei sora udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. From Tzion goes out Torah and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash will become not only a place of prayer where people will bring karbanos, it will also once again house the Sanhedrin, the supreme court of the Jewish people. In the times of Mashiach, the nations will stop going to other international courts and will bring their issues to the Sanhedrin to decide them. They want Hashem, through his judges, to be the international court of law. Having judges who rule based on divine law will lead to a cessation of conflict between the nations. Weaponry will no longer be needed to settle disputes. Swords and spears will need to be repurposed for domestic use as plowshares and farming tools, since Pasuk 4, Lo yisad goy al goy cherev v'lo yimadu od mochama. A nation shall not lift up a sword against another nation, neither will they need to learn about how to have war anymore. We dream of the day when the Sanhedrin will determine the ethics and morality of the world. Though the first four psukim are glorious and a consolation, the Mincha Gedolah tells us that they still contain an indictment of the Jewish people, which is why Perek Beis still begins with the verb chaza, which is the most severe verb used to describe prophecy and leads into the rebuke found in the second part of the perek. All the nations of the world are excited to learn the values of Hashem and accept him as king. Yet, when Yeshayahu looks at his own people, They are running away from the faith that the other nations find so meaningful. Yeshayahu calls out to his peers and encourages them to tap into the heritage that all the other nations are jealous of. Alternatively, Rashi explains that the nations will call out to the Jews to ask those who have the Torah to teach them more. Yeshayahu, or the other nations, say, Pasuk 5, Beis Yaakov lechu v'nel chabor Hashem, House of Yaakov, come and let us walk together in the light of Hashem, in the light of his Torah. Yeshayahu points out the irony of this situation. While in the future, the other nations will want to connect to Hashem, he says to his generation, Pasuk 6, Natashta, you have forsaken. Yehuda abandons their Torah-centered culture to absorb what other nations have. They go to Eastern religions, to the soothsayers of the Plishtim, to be inspired by their spirituality. They adopt these foreign cultures and study their wisdom with more enthusiasm than the other nations do. Parallel to this pursuit of fake spirituality and intellectualism, they also want to enjoy life like the other nations do. They focus on doing well for themselves. The land is filled with, Pasuk 7, Kesef v'Zahav, silver and gold, large bank accounts, Susav and Markavosav, horses and chariots, garages filled with luxury transportation. Rather than thanking Hashem for their gifts, their lifestyle leads them to, Pasuk 8, Batimelei Artso Elilim. Their land is full of idols. The simple explanation is that they choose to serve idols as it fits in with their new lifestyle. The Me'am Loi says Elilim can also mean that they worship the rich and powerful by flattering and ingratiating themselves to them, even if the wealthy are immoral and corrupt. When it comes to idol worship, they just don't buy pre-made idols from other countries. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. They decide and design what they will worship. It takes a high level of ego to do a DIY spiritual service. They are essentially worshiping themselves as they are choosing their spiritual path, which has no external guidance. This arrogance is the root of many of the problems that will be described in the Perek and prevents growth and tshuva. The Jews have now adopted foreign culture. They want its material values, spiritual values, and its wisdom. This choice impacts other nations as well, Pasuk 9 tells us. Vayishach Adam Vayishbal Ish. Humanity is brought down, man is humbled. Rav Schwab tells us that when the Jews don't live up to their potential, all of mankind is lessened. We are meant to be a light to the nations, and when we do not serve this role, the potential of the rest of the world decreases. This is something Hashem cannot forgive. When we don't sincerely change, Hashem brings horror to his people to force them to change, as the world needs to improve. Hashem uses the other nations as the vehicles to bring this horror to the Jewish people. In words that we have experienced throughout history, the Jews will need to escape the terror that will precede the coming of Mashiach. The Jews advise each other to hide anywhere they can. Pasuk 10, Bo vatzor v'hitamein be'afar. Go into the rocks and hide in the dirt. Find any way to hide yourselves. The attacks from foreigners will impact all people from Yehuda. Until now, the people of Yehuda have an overinflated view of themselves. They thought they were the wisest and the strongest and that nothing could touch them. And now, during and after these attacks, they realize they are not as great as they had assumed, and there is a power truly greater than they. Their scientific discoveries and intellectual accomplishments cannot protect them. They are actually dependent on Hashem for every moment of their existence. On that ultimate day of judgment, Pasuk 11, when Ene Gafus Adam Shafel, Vishach Rum Anashim, the lofty looks of man shall be brought low, and the arrogance of man will be brought down, the people will understand that security and power only belongs to Hashem. Arrogance is based entirely on how a person views themselves in relation to others. At this time, the arrogance will come to realize that they are no better or worse than another person. This awareness is important, as only by recognizing that no man is greater than another, v'niskav Hashem levado b'yamahu, only Hashem will remain exalted in that day. From Psukim 12 to 16, Yeshayahu describes in greater depth how the arrogant will be humbled. The Psukim use symbolism to describe the different groups of people who will now understand their dependence on Hashem. Trees are a common symbolism for political leadership. Living in high mountains or in fortified towers represents those who focus on military strength and security. The ships of Tarshish represent businessmen who rely on their wealth and entrepreneurship to protect themselves. And finally, those with floors are the wealthy with enough disposable income to focus on interior design. All these people will be humbled. Pasuk 70. The shach gavhus ha'adam, the shafel rum anashim. And the loftiness of man will be brought down, and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low. The people will realize that their pursuits were hollow, and their self-importance had nothing backing it. Only with this newfound humility can the people serve Hashem. With this new awareness, the parak repeats, V'niskav Hashem levado bayom ha'hu. And Hashem alone will be exalted on that day. People will no longer try to outdo each other. They will want to focus on how to incorporate spirituality into their lives, as that is the only worthwhile pursuit. Even at this point, there will still be those who will not have learned their lesson. The Radak tells us that though it is uncommon, there will still be a few cultures that serve idolatry at the time before Mashiach. Now, Pasuk 18, V'ha'elilim kalil yachalof, and the idols will utterly pass away. Even without the idols, when Hashem's judgment is passing over the earth, these evil people still won't realize their mistake and will try to hide in caves and hollows in the ground to escape, Pasuk 19, Pnei Pachad Hashem umihadar ga'ono, bekumo la'arot ha'aretz. From before the terror of Hashem and from the glory of his mastery, when he arises to shake the earth. When the idol worshippers hide, they will realize that their man-made idols are really useless. Their idols are useless as garbage, and if in fact, even their wealth is basically garbage as it has no power. Their wealth and idols should be sent to, Pasuk 20, Lachpor Peiros v'la al Talefim, to the moles and the bats. When they realize they cannot rely on idols or wealth or people, these people will continue to try to hide, this time in clefts of rock from before Hashem, hoping to be saved from punishment. Yeshayahu shifts his focus from how the idol worshippers will react in the future and turns to warn his nation. He cautions them that based on this nevuah, they need to change their priorities now. Pasuk 22, Chidlu lochem min ha'adam, stop yourselves from the man. The people need to stop focusing on other people. They need to stop looking at other people and caring about what they think and what they are doing. Rav Schwab adds that they also need to stop being impressed by other people, because after all, they are only human beings, asher neshama ba'apo, in whose nostrils is breath. There may be rich, powerful, and influential people, but they are still just human beings. The only thing that keeps that person alive is the fact that he can breathe, which is a gift from Hashem. The rich man can still get sick. He is not in control, so it is not him that we need to impress. Yeshayahu adds, Ki vameh nechshav hu, for how little is he thought of. The Mishpatzo Zahav adds that the word bameh, with what, how little, can be read as bama, a altar. We need to stop turning people into bamos, into idols who we worship. A person's intelligence, wealth, beauty and talents are not the purpose of life on earth. Connecting back to the beginning of our parak, the Jewish people were sent to this world to teach the world the greatness of mankind. Yehuda should not be dazzled by the pomp and glitter of other human beings. Instead, Yeshayahu reminds Yehuda they should focus on serving Hashem. This parak began with a vision of the days of Mashiach, which is the outcome of all the punishments and negative nevuos that forced the world to do tshuva. All the nations of the world streamed to Yerushalayim to learn Torah and to be influenced in all areas of life. Yeshayahu then contrasts this future world to his society. People are not running to learn from Hashem. Instead, they are arrogant and want to serve their own desires. This arrogance will lead to destruction and them being humbled, which will ultimately lead to the days of Mashiach. There is an important lesson in this parak. Yeshayahu emphasizes again and again that the root of the societal problems is arrogance. Chazal tell us that there is no character trait that Hashem loves more than humility, while arrogance and Hashem cannot exist in the same space. Arrogance is the root of all the other problems described in this parak. It leads to cruelty, materialism, and heresy. A person can only harm another if they are so arrogant that they think that they believe that they are better than the other person. The pursuit of pleasure comes from arrogance, as a person looks at themselves as the purpose of creation rather than as vehicles to enhance the honor of Hashem. And finally, only the arrogant reject Hashem as they do not acknowledge his role in their success. With arrogance, there are only two choices. Either a person elevates Hashem above himself voluntarily, or Hashem will humble him in painful ways. When man is humble, there is space for Hashem, and when there is space for Hashem, the Geula can finally come. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.